Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Ma'aser Sheni Daf Dalet. We are starting Gimel Amud Beis about two lines up from the bottom with the words Ma'aser Behema in Marchan Asay Tamim Chai V'Chulu. That's core for the Mishnah and the Vilna source of Daf. It's about halfway through Beis Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarabas Yaakov Ma'aser Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us, as we just read, the Ma'aser Behema is now to be sold Tamim Chai if it's whole, it's unblemished and alive. Now, by way of clarification, the Gemara asks a question: Hashachud Mutter? Do you think it's mutter to sell it when it's shechted? It's not mutter to do so. How do we know this? Because the Brassa tells us Tanay Be'er Biyana, the Brassa Be'er Yana teaches us, it doesn't make a difference if it's alive or shechted, or if it's a tamim, or if it's a balmum, it's not to be sold. And therefore, in regards to what does Mishnah tell us, that it's not to be sold alive, but it doesn't tell us beferush, it's not to be sold shechted, even though we just clarified it's not to be sold shechted. And the answer is, begin nisi de basra, since later the next part of the Mishnah tells us, that a bachar is allowed to be sold tamim chai, and it's also allowed to be sold as a balmum chai and shachut, and it does not say in regards to tamim that's allowed to be sold shachut, so therefore it wouldn't say anything in regards to Ma'aser Behema either. And can you discuss Ma'aser Behema? Of Abba Yaakov says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Nemar Kan Lo Yigail. It says over here in regards to Ma'aser Behema, Lo Yigail, that's not allowed to be redeemed. V'nemar B'chemer Kehanim, and it says in regards to the Cherim Kehanim, which is something that a person dedicates to the Kehanim, Lo Yimacher V'lo Yigail, it's not allowed to be sold or redeemed. And what do we learn from here? Ma Lo Yigail Ha'ar B'chemer Kehanim, Eino Lo Nim Kar V'lo Yigail. Just like when it says Lo Yigail by a Cherim of Kehanim, it's not to be sold or redeemed, because we have those two words together. Af lo yigal ha'amr kan, ina lo nimkar v'lo yigal, so to the lo yigal. It's said over here by Ma'aser Behema, it's not to be sold or redeemed, because we compare the two. Now this only regards to Ma'aser Behema and Cherim HaKehanim. However, in regards to Bechor, a totally different word is used. The words lo yifda are said, don't redeem it, and therefore we don't compare Bechor to Cherim of Kehanim, and so we take the words literally, it's only not allowed to be redeemed, but a Bechor is allowed to be sold. Now we ask on that, Rabbi Yaakov Duramaya, Ba'a Kum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov from the south asked him from Rabbi Yossi, Klum Ksev Bechor Loi Sifta Balmum. By Bechor, which is a Balmum, does it have the words Loi Sifta that would tell us that we're allowed to sell it? No, it only says Loi Sifta by Bechor, which is a Tumim, which is not a Balmum. So how do we know that a Bechor, which is a Balmum, is allowed to be sold based off what the Gemara had just said? So we answer that Ma'aser Behema Loi Chilka Taira Bein Chai Bein Shachot Bein Tumim Bein Balmum. In regards to Ma'aser Behema, the Taira doesn't differentiate that whether it's alive or Shechted, or it's a Tumim or a Balmum, it's not allowed to be sold, and therefore, by Bechor, there's also no differentiation that a Bechor is allowed to be sold even as Balmum, even though we don't have this pasuk of Loi Sifteh. We continue discussing Ma'aser Behema. The Mishnah had said, Ein Mekadesh Bayis Isha, one cannot be Mekadesh a woman with Ma'aser Behema. Now, Tanu Yev Abrasa tells us, Avol Mekadesh Begido, Vatamu, Vakarnu, Vatalafav, one could be Mekadesh a woman with his sinews, bones, horns, and hooves. And Amar Blazer Blazer explains, Mimnesha Kasu Bai Bracha, because it says Bracha about it. Namely, the pasuk says, Asher Beracha Hashem Lekecha, or according to some Shitas, it says, Ki Verecha Hashem Lekecha. But either which way, since we have a pasuk that says bracha, we learn from here that these parts of the Ma'aser Behema could be used for Mekadesh a woman, as the Gemara Mekadesh B'Vsarai. So why not use the basar, the flesh, the meat of the Ma'aser Behema to be Mekadesh with? Amar Yesi, he answers on that. Klum lamdu Ma'aser el mechemer kehanim. Don't we learn Ma'aser Behema from chemer kehanim, like we just said? Ma chemer kehanim in Mekadesh Banas Isha, just like something which is a chem for kehanim. It was dedicated solely for the kehanim. One is not a Mekadesh a woman with it. I've called kachim in Mekadesh Banas Isha. So to all kachim, including Ma'aser Behema, one is not a Mekadesh a woman with it. As the Gemara Me'ata. That means we should say that one should not be allowed to Mekadesh with its sinews, bones, horns, or hooves. And so on this, the Gemara answers, that's why it's necessary to have what Rabbi Elazar said, that we have the word bracha. In other words, we would say, the pasuk helps us by telling us bracha, meaning we're allowed to be Mekadesh with it. And we have this gzer shava to chermu kaihanim that tells us that we're not allowed to be Mekadesh with it. It must be just talking about two different parts of the animal. When we're referring to the flesh, the basar, the meat, that's not allowed to be used for Kiddushin. But when talking about the other parts of the animal, that is allowed to be used for Kiddushin. Now, Rav Yudan Bayer, Rav Yudan asked the following question. Amar Le'isha, let's a man told a woman, Mashchili Ma'aser Behema Zeh, I want you to take this Ma'aser Behema from me. Da'aron Beis on the top, She'tiskadshi li ba'ila achar shchita. And I want you to be Mekudeshes to me with it after it's already shechted. Meaning the parts I'm allowed to Mekadesh you with, I want you to be Mekudeshes after shchita. And here's the question. Me'achar she'esh b'yadei lishchad, since he's allowed to shechted Mekudeshes mekvar, would she be Mekudeshes already now, al achar shchita, or is she only Mekudeshes after shchita when she's zaycha in it? I wouldn't have an answer to this question. The Gemara continues. From Zair says, "B'shem of Babar Mamol, Hagoyin Ma'aser Behema Shel Chaveray." Let's say a person steals his friend's Ma'aser Behema. In Ma'ayakayim, if it's still here, Machzir and Loi Be'enai, he has to return it as is. Achloi, but let's say he ate it. Masha Achal Achal, whatever he ate, he ate. And that's because on the one hand, the owner has his chus to it, so if it's still intact, the ganav has to return it. On the other hand, it's not allowed to be sold, so it's not mumminous of the owner, and therefore, if the ganav already ate it, nothing is returned. However, now we have a different shita. Reb Blazer says, "B'shem Rabbana, Ein Aymer Mlei Shi'itain." We do not say that he has to give it back, even if it's be'en. And here's the proper girsa, milsa amra, this matter of Blazer tells us that pachs mishava pruta ain't unreli she'itain. If a person steals something worth less than a shava pruta, we don't tell him that he has to give it back. Because something worth less than a shava pruta is not considered mamanis, and therefore, even if it's be'en, if we have it right here, it doesn't have to be returned to the owner. Just like we see your Blazer shita by Meiser Behema. Since it's not mamanis of the owner, it doesn't have to be returned. However, Amar Rav Chinna clarifies this, hadad the tamer, this is only said, k'she'ena yafa shava pruta me'karai. If it wasn't worth a shava pruta when he stole it, if it was worth less than a shava pruta when it was stolen, so it's not considered mamanis and it doesn't have to be returned. Avalam haya yafa shava pruta me'karai. If it was worth a shava pruta originally, meaning when he stole it, it had the value shava pruta, amrim l'shiyitain, we tell him he has to give it back, even though by now it dropped in value and it's worth less than a shava pruta, it still has to be returned, because when he stole it, it was worth a shava pruta, and that means he had a chiv of hashava on this item, and even though this item now is worth less than a pruta, it still has to be returned as is. And moving on to the next part of the mission, we had said that a bechar is allowed to be sold, and one is also allowed to mekadesh a woman with it. Now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Barpazi says, b'shem Rabbi Shu ben Levi, chai loy shachot. It's only allowed to be sold, and one's allowed to mekadesh a woman with it if it's alive, but not if it's shechted. Once it's shechted, it's considered mishulchan gavaya kazachu. It's coming ki'ilu from Hashem's table, and therefore one doesn't have rights to it. Now tamantan, and over there we learned in a mishnah, this is Maseches Kiddushin, hamekadesh bechelka bekatche kachim. The proper girsa is ein mekudeshes. If one is mekadesh with his chelik of kachche kachim, she's not mekudeshes. Meaning a kain who has the rights to kachche kachim, he's not mekadesh with it. And furthermore, bekachim kalim ein mekudeshes. If he's mekadesh with kachim kalim, she's also not mekudeshes. Now the proper girsa is to add in the following: Rabbi Elazar Omer divrei hakol. According to Rabbi Elazar, this is according to everybody. Everyone, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, agree that he's not mekadesh with kachim. Even though they argue by Meiser Sheni whether it's considered mishulchan gavaya or if it's belonging to hedyet by kachim, they both agree. However, Rabbi Yechon Omar b'machlokes. Rabbi Yechon holds it's the same machlokes, and Rav Meir is the one that holds you're not allowed to mekadesh with kachim. Rabbi Yehuda holds you are allowed to, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi tells us Rabbi Yehuda yalef kala kodesh min bukhar. That's a proper girsa. Rabbi Yehuda learns kala kodesh from bukhar. Ma bukhar mekachim b'nas isha. Just like one's allowed to mekadesh a woman with bukhar, av kala kachim mekachim b'nas isha. So too, one's allowed to use kachim to mekadesh a woman. Hey, I'm an alpha on top. Whereas Rav Meir yalef kala kachim ma'aser behema. Rav Meir learns kachim from ma'aser behema. My ma'aser behema ain't mekachim b'nas isha. Av kala kachim ain't mekachim b'nas isha. So too, all kachim are not allowed to be used to mekadesh a woman with. Now we're just going to take this sugya all the way till the end. The Gemara asks, Machal Shitasa Rabbi Yehuda Barpazi. It seems to be they have a steer in the Shita Rabbi Yehuda Barpazi. Taman Hu Amar, over there in Maseches Kiddushin, he says, Bein Chai, Bein Shachot, the one's allowed to mekadesh a woman, whether it's alive or after Shchita, because it's learned from Bechar. Baba Hacha Hu Amar, over here he says, quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, Chai, V'loi Shachot, that only if it's alive, but not if it's Shechted. So it's a steer in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Barpazi. And the first answer is, Taman B'Shem Garmei, Baba Hacha B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Levi. Over there, he's quoting himself, meaning in Maseches Kiddushin, it's Rabbi Yehuda Barpazi's own Shita, whereas over here, he's quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he doesn't actually hold like that. Now we have another answer, Afilu Tamar Kan V'Kan B'Shem Garmei. We could say that both over here and in Maseches Kiddushin, he's really quoting himself. And over there, we're referring to something different. B'Makadesh B'Chai U'B'Roy Lipa Loi La'achar Shchita. We're referring to Makadesh a woman while it's alive, and we're discussing whether or not he's able to Makadesh it because it's Roy to be his after Shchita. And so now we just ask, my time is Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what's Rabbi Shua ben Levi's reasoning that it's only Chai and not Shachot? The answer is, the Pasuk tells us, U'B'Sarim Ye'alacha Kechazeh Hatanufa, that their flesh shall be for you like a chazeh hatanufa. Now the chazeh hatanufa are parts of the animal that are given to the kain that are waved around, and even though the kain's allowed to eat it, they're not considered his. They're considered mishulchan gavaya, and therefore one's allowed to be mekadesh with it. And my time is Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. What's Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi's reasoning? That's because the pasuk tells us yelacha, it shall be for you afilu la'achar shchita. That tells us even after shchita, it belongs to you. Ask the Gemara, Mama Kaim Rabbi Shua ben Levi yelacha. So what does Rabbi Shua ben Levi do with the pasuk of yelacha? Meaning, what does he do with Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi's pasuk? The answer is ribaloi havaya acheres. We have this extra havaya because really the pasuk should have said ubsarim yeh kechazeh tenufa, but it says ubsarim yeh lecha kechazeh tenufa, and that tells us she'enecha l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, that it could be eaten for 2 days and one night as opposed to for 1 day and one night. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.